want to go through some of the halachas. We spoke about the when and the where. Let's talk about the how a little bit. So we mentioned there's a proper time to light the menorah. Preferably, if a person would be able to do that in that window, so that would be about 25 minutes after Shkia would be the preferred time to light. So Sunday, that would be like 5:16, approximately that time. A person should have his menorah prepared beforehand. If you shouldn't start preparing at that point in time, by the time you finish preparing your menorah, well, the first day, it's not so hard. You know, but as the days go on, you want to have it prepared beforehand. That you're ready to light it. As soon as it's time to light, you're able to have it lit. The Bnei Ba'ayah should be gathered together. Magen Rom points out that our Ikar Pitzum Anisa is for the people at home. So you want to have the Bnei Ba'ayah there. Okay. When you do the mitzvah, you have Kavanah to Mekayim, the mitzvah, Chazar Masakin, the mitzvah of Pursum Anisa, of Allah's Neiris, a person should have that in mind. The first night we're going to make Matzah Shabbos, we're making three brachas. You do not start lighting until you finish all three brachas. You finish all three brachas, then you start lighting. There's a halacha by halacha. The Gemara learns out that there's a halacha by halacha that the proper act of halacha is that you're supposed to light roiv hayotze. Roiv hayotze means the amount of the wick which is available to light, which is coming out of the lamp, whatever it would be. You have to light the majority of that. So a very long wick. The correct way to light your wick is to put your shamash that you're using, the light that you're using to light, by the bottom of the wick, not by the top of the wick. So you want to get the majority of the wick to be lit. That's the law. And you're not supposed to go to the next nair until you finish lighting this nair properly, which means Rav HaYotze. Right? Okay. Now, when you see nair is halalu, what is the proper time to say nair is halalu? So the different menhagim, the Shabura says that nair halalu is a tekana from, it's mentioned in the Masechta Sefer, it's from Chazal to say it. It's actually part of the Pesumei Nisa is to declare and clarify that these nairs are not for the purpose of benefiting from them, but that they're just here to publicize the nais. But you cannot say that until you've made a bracha, you have to do the mitzvah. So when you make the bracha, you first have to finish lighting the first nair, Rav HaYotze, before you can start nair Salala. And then Mishnah Berurah says you should start then as you're lighting the subsequent nair, which is the Bahadrin, you will start saying nair Salalu. But you cannot start it until you finish lighting the first nair, Rav HaYotze, and then you would say it after the first nair. It would seem to me to point out, however, that only applies to nair Salalu. A Moser, a person should finish, wait to start singing Moser until you finish lighting all of the nairs. This is part of the kind of how to say the Sefer Torah says this should be said. The Mishnah Berurah is following the Shita of Lavush, etc., that you say it like that. But the Moser is in beautiful Piyat, which was added later on. It's not part of the actual halakha, and it should be said afterwards. I do want to point out that there is a halakha of Kafsa Ein Zakukla that. If an heiress went out, you're not mechuyav to relight. If you lit them properly, you're not mechuyav to relight them. Lighting them properly, we'll talk about the types of oil to use, Beis Hashem, those type of things. But you have to have enough oil, or the candle has to be large enough that's supposed to last the proper time. So in the scenario which we're giving, that you're lighting by the actual preferred zman, which is before it says, it has to light at least a half an hour after it says, so we spoke about that. So that's going to be about approximately another 20 minutes plus 30 minutes, 50 minutes. So if you light at 5:16, your nair has to last basically an hour. So it has to be enough oil, or the candle has to be large enough that it's going to last the proper time. But then if it goes out, you're not mechuyav to relight it. If you went out because you did not put enough oil there, so you would be mechuyav to relight it. There is a mile of relighting it because there's an element of Pesum Anisa, but definitely there's no chiyav to do so. We'll talk about the issues of the direction, how to light right, left, right, etc. We'll talk about Sunday morning. Have a good morning. Have a good Shabbos.